Thank you, Carl. Thank you. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mike Stens from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hello, Mike. How are things in Green Bay?
They're finally warm.
I know. It's a long, long winter. So how are you dealing with the departure of Brett Favre?
Well, my therapist says we're making progress.
That's great.
Doing well.
I'm glad. Healing will come. It's nice to have you with us, Mike. You are going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Mike's topic?
Ooh, Warren Buffett is going to be so jealous.
What do you buy for the billionaire in your life that has everything? Well, this week we read about the perfect, one-of-a-kind, exclusive gift that will make any plutocrat jump up and down like a little boy or girl. Our panelists are going to tell you stories about presents for the super rich. Only one of them is true. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
You bet.
All right. Your first idea for the man with too much cash comes from Paula Poundstone.
Bruna Lee of the famous actor's home has provided a win-win for the rich friend of the impossible-to-shop-for has-it-all birthday boy or girl and her senior singing and acting cohorts. The Show Never Stops company will write and produce a biographical musical based on the life story of anyone. Every life has drama, says Lee, and everyone loves seeing their story brought to life, and the Show Never Stops company never wants to stop doing it. Sacramento-based developer Christopher Byrne loved watching Anthony Michael Hall playing him as a young boy tearfully reveal his life's dream to his mother, played brilliantly by Karen Valentine. I want to develop, Mama, he wailed. Hooters co-founder Susan Suomo actually wept to see Christy McNichol portraying her as a young girl bring to life that special moment in her life when she shared with her mother, Meredith Baxter Burney, her sensitive preteen insecurities. I want to develop, Mama. Chad Everett played Beverly Hills plastic surgeon Dr. J.T. Moyes in a stirring depiction of the moment he receives his first copy of soft skin augmentation. I loved it, crowed Dr. Moyes. I sat in the front row and I cried so hard I got bags under my eyes, but I can fix that. What a great gift.
A musical, an uplifting musical based on your own life. Your next story of a gift for the man or woman who has everything comes from Adam Felber.
If both you and your wallet are feeling a little fat these days, you might want to take a week-long snooze at Nevada's new Sleeping Beauty Spa. Yes, for prices up to $250,000, you can spend 4 to 8 days in what amounts to a drug-induced coma and wake up thinner, fitter, and more beautiful. It all starts with general anesthesia and, quote, 6-point liposuction on day one, after which the spa-goer is kept in a snoozy stupor for days while attendants and machines stimulate the muscles and doctors administer bare minimum nutrients. In a week's time, you wake up 15 to 25 pounds lighter, toned, and ready for action. Why diet and exercise when we can do it for you, says Sleeping Beauty Spa Master Brian Jacobsmeyer. Though certain legal concerns about the various drug combinations forced a Nevada location, the spa is already booked by would-be ultra-power nappers through next fall.
The rich sleeping the sleep of the just. Your last story of rich boys and their toys comes from Paul Provenza.
For his 60th birthday, a friend gave billionaire chairman of Blackstone Group, Stephen Schwarzman, a nude portrait of his own wife. But mere eroticism does not really capture the attitudes of the financial elite, so the artist added a splash of narcissism. The nude is composed of fragments of the London Financial Times that are about Schwarzman himself. I have yet to meet someone who doesn't want a naked picture of their loved ones with text about themselves, said the gift giver. The artist, Natasha Archdale, said her choice of medium is alluring to people in the financial industry, but lots of people think I had the clever manifesto in mixing the female nude with the Financial Times because the correlation is good. Sex, money, business, power. But it really wasn't that well thought out. Well, her lack of thought seems to have paid off as a naked lady made of news clips about you will set you back around $30,000, several thousand times more than a real naked lady.
All right. Let us review your choices. From Paula Poundstone, a company of, shall we say, senior actors who will come and do a custom-made musical about you and your whole adventurous life. From Adam Felber, a spa in which you sleep through the revitalizing thinning experience. And from Paul Prevenza, a chance to get a nude portrait of your wife or a loved one made of press clippings about yourself. Which of these are a present for the super rich?
I have to go with Paul's story. There's
really?
A lot of ego there.
A lot of ego. Okay. You think that it's likely that one of these titans of industry would want a nude portrait of his wife made of press clippings about them? Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to an expert who had an opinion about this particular gift.
These little collages of nude pin-up-ish women made from segments of the Financial Times are just a little bit gimmicky. They remind me of the old guy down the street who used to make oil derricks out of wooden matchsticks when I was a kid.
That was Peter Plagans, the art critic for Newsweek, discussing the artistic merits of nude portraits made out of the Financial Times. Congratulations, Mike, you got it right. I'm very happy for you. I'm very happy for Paul, who earned a point. I'm unhappy for both Adam and Paula, who did not. And I'm really unhappy for Meredith Baxter Burney, who probably needed the work.
And certainly didn't deserve a shot across her starboard bow like that.
Yeah, it was terrible. Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.